Can somebody say praise God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. And as you're looking and opening up to Isaiah 26, how many know how many mind games the devil plays? Amen. Isn't he always playing with your mind? Amen. You know, one of the things, one of my favorite scriptures, do you have a favorite? Well, I have 150,000 of them, I think. But one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. All of our ways we acknowledge Him, He directs our path. And God wants us to understand that He has a plan and purpose for each and every life, for everyone that's in this room. Amen. God sees everything that you're going through. Nothing's escaped His notice. And He's always there. And one of the things I find about the Lord is His time is not our time, but He's never late. He's always on time. Amen. We serve a God that's on time. And He has a time for everything. Amen. And sometimes when we're waiting on His time, we get impatient. Does anybody get impatient waiting? How many good waiters do we have here? We have good waiters? Is that waiting on someone or is that serving someone? Serving someone. How many are good here at waiting? So we can all grow to impatience, right? Amen. So in our text this morning in Isaiah 26, the prophet Isaiah is talking about keeping our mind stayed on God. Amen? Amen? And as we do that, he says here in verse number 1, he said, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. In other words, it's our shelter. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I titled this message this morning, Trust is a Must. Trust is a must. And we're going to look at the security, the salvation, and the strength. Amen. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration together as we come into agreement? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here today. Not only here in the sanctuary, but those that will listen on the website, Father God. And Father God, may your word as it goes forth today bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer, Father God. Lord, I pray again, Lord, help me get out of your way. May I be a vessel open to speak what you have to say to each and every one that's gathered in this room. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the first thing I want to talk to you about is the security. Amen. You know, I was thinking about leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. I said, Barbara Judy, you're under the weather. I'd love to have them here to sing that song. But it says, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning on the everlasting arms. And what he is saying is, with trust is a must, He will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because we trust in him. So as we're looking at this first, we're looking at the security. And I love what Job said in Job chapter 11. Job 11. Verse number 13. This speaks about repenting and being forgiven. Amen. When we trust the Lord, when trust is a must, and we're leaning not to our own understanding, all our ways we're acknowledging him, and he's directing our paths, that we're kept in perfect peace. When the Lord speaks to me, most of the time, he doesn't show me what you're doing wrong. God doesn't talk to me about what you're doing wrong. God talks to me about what I'm doing wrong. Amen. God didn't send me to be in your mail. Amen. God sent me to share his love, his mercy, and his grace, and his word. And you decide what you're going to do with what God has to say to you. You know, God doesn't make anyone do anything. He's a perfect gentleman. Matter of fact, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I come in." It doesn't say he kicks the door down. Amen. So he's saying here in Job chapter 11, verse number 13, he says, "If thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thy hands towards him, if iniquity be in thy hand, put it far away. And let not wickedness dwell in your tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear, because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as waters that passed away. And thine age shall be clearer than the new day. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning, and thou shalt be secure. Because there is hope, yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety." Amen. So he's saying that trust is a must, that first we're safe and we're secured in him. I love what the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Verse number 2. Look at your neighbor and say, "In Christ, you're safe and secure." You know, the prophet Isaiah reminded us. He said in verse number 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Now, with the children of Israel, Egypt was coming on them, and they were faced with a big sea. They were faced with the Red Sea. And God parted the sea so the children of Israel could pass by. But by faith, they had to step into the sea to get through the sea. In other words, if you see the walls of a sea lifted up and there's a doorway that goes through, you know, sometimes as you're looking at that, you say, "Well, man, he parted the sea and they just walked across." No, it took faith for them to step in there. Amen. And sometimes when God opens a door for you and I, every time that God opens a door, faith is required. Trust is a must. If we could see the end before that we ever went, there's no faith involved in that. There's no trust in that. You know, even when the children of Israel were faced with the Jordan, they parted the Jordan as the priest. They had to step in. The water didn't part before they stepped in. When they stepped, the water parted. In other words, sometimes when God calls you to do something, he calls you to take a step, the way hasn't been provided yet. But he placed it in your heart. And all of a sudden, by his word, you take that step. And the Bible says, and the sea and the Jordan parted. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. When they walked through the fire, they weren't burned. The flame kindled upon them. In other words, when they cast them in, they looked in there, and their garments weren't even smelly, okay? Their garments were protected. You're talking about some fire protection. Hallelujah. Anybody walking through the fire? He said, when we walk through the fire, are you going through a fiery trial? Are you going through a fiery test? He said, the fire will not kindle upon you. He said, just as with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who was the fourth one there? Christ, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. He wants you and I to understand that we're secure in him. Amen. I love what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 6. He says this, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. Hey, when God, so most of the time when God calls you to do something, and he calls you to step out, you're not going to find a lot of people that always agree with you. Hello? Hello? But if you heard his voice, now he'll affirm it through the voice of others, with two or more witnesses, everything's established, okay? So he can affirm it, but he isn't coming here to tell me to tell you to do something. What God's called me to do is to affirm what he's already told you. Amen. He speaks to each and every one of us individually. Amen. He speaks to each and every one of us in different ways. Amen. I don't know. So, you know, what we're saying here first is, hey, we're secured because our mind is stayed on him because we trusted him. Amen. And second, he says, not only did he say the security to be secure, but the salvation. Man, I'm grateful for the salvation of God. Amen. I love what the psalmist says in Psalms 91. Turn with me to Psalms 91 or just write it down and listen. And verse number 14. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for what the Lord has done in my life. Amen. He took my feet out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to say, he put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. How many had a little difference in your schedule this morning when you had a little difference in your time schedule? How many that we're habitual people and we're used to doing things certain ways? And when we get out of that thing, it's kind of a little different. You know, I knew that I had to get up an hour early, so I looked at the clock all night long, usually about every hour, because I didn't want to be late getting up. But it was kind of funny because the last time I looked, it was at 5:00. And I still had an hour that I could sleep. And then I didn't wake up till 6:30 or after a quarter after 6. So I overslept. Pray for me. Now, one of the things the Lord's saying is so important for us to get a hold of this. And I'm going to speak about this just for a second, because when God called me to Greatest Freedom Ministries, God said that this was to be a soul-winning station. And God told me that nations were going to come into this place. And I believe God in his word. He provided everything to do it. Then he gave me the extended hands of God to share the gospel. Everyone in this place is supposed to be raised up to share the gospel. From the little kids in the nursery to the children's church, every area is to be raised up to learn the gospel. We have a little song, man is a sinner and heaven is free. God is love, Christ died for you and me. If by faith you receive, you will live eternally. Now, if you're a child and you're learning that, then when you add the scriptures to it, you already know the way of the gospel. Train them up as a child, and when they get old, it won't depart from them. Amen? So we can't miss what God's doing. So, because God wants to save everyone. You know, in Luke chapter 19, we have the account of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a wealthy man. Jesus made a statement about wealthy men. He says, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of the needle than a rich man to enter the gates of heaven. Why? For the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. God wants you to have money, but he wants you to have it the right way. Amen? Amen. You know, have you have it the right way? You do things the kingdom way. You tithe, you give, you do what the Lord instructs you to do. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. If you learn the principles of God, you walk in the favor of God. But here's Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is drawn to Jesus, and he's up in a tree. He's looking down at Jesus. He said, hey, come on down here. I need to go visit your house. Let me share with you what happened in verse number 8 when Zacchaeus had an encounter with Jesus. Jesus hadn't came into his house yet. But as soon as he had this encounter, look with me in verse number 8, or write it in your notes. He says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. In other words, before Jesus ever came into the house, he had a change of heart. He repented. He knows the kingdom principle. He knew the kingdom principle because he was raised under the law, but he was rebelling against it. And Jesus said unto him, he said, this day salvation come to this day salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. He's operating the blessing of Abraham. But now all of a sudden, as he's a giver, he's truly operating in the blessing. And then the word of God says this, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. God doesn't want anyone lost. Amen. He's always seeking. He's always looking. And what we're doing is we're entering into where he's at work. And we're watching what the Lord can do. I was reminded in Acts chapter 16 with Paul and Silas when they were thrown into the prison, whipped and beaten and chained together. And at midnight, come on, at midnight, they started singing praises unto God. Wait a minute. They're in jail. They're chained together. They had been whipped and they had been beaten for Christ's sake. But all of a sudden, what'd they do? They started singing praises unto God. And the Bible says their chains broke and the prison doors were opened. And then the guard comes running because he's afraid for his life. Because if any one of them had escaped, he would have to give it, him and his family would be killed. And Paul said, no, don't worry. We're all here. And it says, he brought them out, the jailer brought them out in verse 30, and said, sirs, what must we do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto them the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. In other words, not only because of Paul and Silas singing praises to the Lord in the midst of adversity, they opened the window and the door of the gospel to come in, the entire family of the prison guard was saved. Amen. Now, if you look at this picture, it doesn't look like that was going to be the outcome. But when we trust the Lord with all of our heart, when trust is a must, our mind is in perfect peace because we know He cares for us. Amen. And that He loves you and I. Look at the one next to you and say, God really cares for you. Look at the one next to you and say, God knows everything that you're going through. And what you're going through is only temporary. Amen? So he says first, he says, when we trust is a must, when our mind stayed on Him, He keeps us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord, that trust in the Lord. But he also says to us that we have the security, we're secure. We have the salvation, we're saved. But with that salvation, thirdly comes the strength. I don't know about you, but I have to depend on the Lord's strength a lot. Hello? Amen? In Psalms 28, verse number 6, the psalmist says, blessed be the Lord, because He have heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Look to the one next to you and say, you are anointed and appointed for a time such as now. Amen. Recognize the power of the one that's in you. In other words, when I'm facing things that I'm not strong enough to go through, I have to recognize that His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I glorify Him in my weakness, that His power may rest in me. What happens to us as men and women? A lot of us are stubborn. Sometimes we think we can do things our way. And guess what? The Lord will let you do it your way as long as you want. Amen? But the Lord would say, rather us to come to Him privately. We don't have to do it publicly, but we come to Him privately and we say, hey, Lord, I need your help in this area. I'm strong in this area, but I'm not strong in this area. Amen? And then His strength can be made perfect in my weakness. But if I never identify my weakness, I never depend on His strength. Now, I believe, as a man of God, that I'm strong in the power, strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I believe that. But there's areas in my life where I have weakness. Amen? And there's areas in your life where you have strength where I have weakness. Amen? And that's why He calls us to be a body. That's why He calls us to be together. Amen? That's why He says that every part is important. You know, the adversary wants you to feel that you don't have value or worth and you're just a settee or a chair or an occupier of a chair sometimes. But that's not true. Everyone's got a measure of faith. Everyone's got gifts that God has placed upon their lives. Everyone is anointed and appointed for such a time as now. Amen. We're going to take back some things that belong to the kingdom of God. Amen. We're living in a time when we're in the end times. My daddy said that. My granddaddy said that. My great-granddaddy said that. Well, I'm saying it too. Because I read the word. And it says there's an appointed time. And I can't set the date. I can't set the time. Matter of fact, Jesus said no man knows the time. Amen. He didn't even know it at the time. He hadn't been glorified. He's in heaven. He knows. But as he's walking as a man. Because you would say if Jesus knew the exact date when he was on the earth, he was spirit man. We're spirit man. We should know it too. Did he think that's why that was left out? That's good study, isn't it? Amen? So, what we're talking about is strength. I lost my place. I'll get back to it. Praise God. Anybody know where I was? Exactly where I left, wasn't it? Go to Psalm 73. Hallelujah. He says this to us in verse 24. He says, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that is desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. And so he tells us in Isaiah chapter 12, going back to the prophet Isaiah, verse number 2. The prophet Isaiah proclaims, he said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for ye have done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us simply in this message today, in closing today? He's saying that in Psalm 16, we kind of went over this morning in the early service, but the Lord led me there this morning. Verse number 11. We'll start at verse number 9. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Lord is saying to you and I today is simply this, that he will keep you and I in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because we trust in him. He is our security. He is our salvation. He is our strength. And he is our standing. I'm standing on the promises of Christ my Lord. Amen. So what the Lord is saying to you and I today, I think he said it earlier when we were praising. Run towards him. Don't run from him. His goodness is chasing us. God wants you to know that he's your security. I don't know about you, but when I go into a place knowing that I'm covered by the Lord, that gives me faith and boldness that I didn't have before. Boldness to know that no weapon that forms against me shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth up, I shall condemn, because I'm a child of God. Not only did he give me security, he gave me security because he saved me. He took me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to say. And he called you and I. And he says that you're secure, you're saved, but also you need to depend on his strength. In other words, in life before Christ, we tried to do it in our own strength and our own power. And how many were successful? Come on. In other words, you know, I've never had the peace that I have now in my life. I can't imagine being outside of Christ. I just can't imagine it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am so blessed. He's been so good to me. You know why he's so good to me? Some of the things I love the most, he gave me you. You're special. You bless my heart. Yeah. You bless my heart. And everyone is valuable and you have great worth. Man, God says you're jewels. You're jewels in his treasure chest. And the world tries to distort your jewelry or your goodness and your beauty. But God says he's transforming you into his image. And he takes us by, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. Amen? You know, so today, as we come together and we partake of the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus, we're doing it a little different today because we're thanking him for the security we have for what Christ did. We're thanking him for our salvation, and we're giving him thanks for the strength that we need, not only for today, but for the tomorrows to come. Amen? And he's going to bless us in that time. And I guess it's because that's the way the Lord said to do it, so I'm just going to be obedient. And he didn't tell me this morning to do that. He told me just now. Isn't it cool? Come on, church. Isn't it cool that God loves us so much? And there's not nothing that we have done that is greater than his love and his forgiveness. All we need to do is ask him to forgive us and to help us. Amen? We never could do it on our own strength to begin with. But we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Bow your heads.